Last time on The Usual Time.
So yeah, you guys are now free-falling. Immediately laser focus on Droop. Tuck your arms in and rush right towards him as fast as you can.
So as soon as I get to water level, I am going to wild shape into a plesiosaurus.
You hit the water and it's instant chaos. Like, this is moving very fast. It hits you like a ton of bricks as you're changing into a plesiosaur. And then it has even more hold on you because of your surface area, and you're just rocketed out towards the sea in the direction that Thalia is going.
Can I just grab her in my mouth and hold her above water?
Yeah, you could do that. The water level kind of gets back to its normal-ish state. The Quetzals are way out beyond your point of view now. You lost them in the chaos.
I take off to go find them.
Split up again.
Both my buddies.
All right, so you find yourselves at an inn called the Destitute Narwhal.
Yeah, we're starting over here.
It was all a dream.
Okay, so we've got Thalia, Droop, Amalexia, and Shadow on a island resting for the night, and Grar is separated with the two.
With the babies.
So what's your guys' plan till you just hanging out till morning?
Sleeping. We are exhausted.
Yeah,
actually,
you gotta spend a long day. Oh,
shit ton of healing, actually.
Pretty tuckered out, although I'll probably be pretty concerned once Grar doesn't come back that night.
Okay. Are you guys on the island? Grar, I'm just gonna let you do your thing for now. Are you guys on the island keeping a watch over the night? Or are you just all passing out? Thalia's still pretty tuckered out from her injury.
This is an island in the middle of... Well, not in the middle, but, like, off the coast of the ocean, right? So...
It's... no, it's so... here, I'll kind of...
I don't know that we even got her back to consciousness, did we?
Yeah, you had given her a good berry, I think.
I gave her a potion then also later.
Okay. I definitely didn't, because I left almost.
And then she got some short rests in it as well.
Yeah, because we were waiting for Almalexia and Droop. Well, I assume Thalia's fucked for the night. These other two look pretty tuckered out. I'll just stay awake as long as I can, watching the weather, because that was pretty fucking wild, the fact that it came out of basically nothing.
For sure.
But I'm gonna sleep eventually.
Okay. During the night, why don't I get a perception check from all of you? I guess actually I should just use your passive.
Do it.
What is all your passives?
11.
My per passive is 15.
Okay, so all of you, during the middle of the night, sometime near morning, you can see the sun slowly creeping up in the sky. Feel the ground begin to shake as large step start walking towards you on your little sandbar of an island.
I'm sorry, large what?
Sandbar?
No, large footsteps.
Are you? Yeah, I mean, do you get up to investigate?
Yeah, what is it?
Okay. So approaching you slowly and still at a bit of a distance, you see a large
tripod.
Turtle.
Oh, a turtle? Oh, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Better than War of the Worlds, I guess.
Is about 15 by 15 feet as far as cube size goes.
That's a big,
or square
that's
size
a big,
goes.
It's a big turtle.
And it seems to have its sights set directly on all of you. It's moving forward.
No.
At about 15 feet.
No.
Per 6 seconds.
No.
If you were to roughly estimate.
If I was to clock it.
Yeah.
Hey guys. What is that noise?
That. It's that. 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 It's that.
What is that? I rub my eyes and look at that.
You see a giant turtle coming right at you.
What the fuck? Can't we get a break here?
It's coming right for us. Maybe we can ride it.
initiative from all of you. It's about 30 feet away currently.
Lord.
Goodbye.
I don't appreciate this at all.
Yep, Casey, you can probably dip for a while, unless you want to listen. Okay, 21.
I have a 9.
Okay.
Oh, I got all my spell slots back.
Short resting, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, you would have if you got a short rest, which I assume you did, because you were there most of the day as well. Amalexia is first.
Okay.
So, it's still barely even dawn. Like, it's mostly dark out. You can make out this giant outline of this creature coming towards you guys that's just dragged itself up out of the water onto your little island. It's about 30 feet away from you.
Don't like that. Alright, I'm going to attempt to cast Polymorph on it and polymorph it into a
chicken.
God, yes. Chicken caw. Wisdom saving throw. And it has to beat 17.
Alright. 3.
Roll the 3?
23.
Oh, 23. Then it does succeed. It is a wise turtle. Holy fuck. Indeed. And I end my turn.
It is up next. It will advance a little closer to the party, and you see it breathe in, and it exhales, and this wall of steam just comes shooting towards all of you. And I need that save, or sorry, constitution saves from each of you.
God damn it, Brandon.
That is a 19 for me.
Oh, I also have a 19.
I have a 17. Droop has a 9. You two succeed, those two fail. As this thing exhales this wall of steam, everybody engulfed in it will take some damage, but you guys take half damage. Let me roll.
Son of a bitch.
So you guys take halved of 45. Droop and Thalia will take the full 45. Thalia looks displeased, to say the very least. Droop looks like he's half good.
looks like it hurt a lot.
I think that'll be the end of its turn. It moves closer after doing the steam breath. It's now 15 feet from you all. It is Thalia's turn next. She's going to cast Guardian of Faith on herself again. She had already used that spell earlier this day, so that's her last 4th level slot for the day. That'll be the end of her turn. Shadow, you're up. She'll also move her full distance away, so 30 feet.
Okay. It breathes what at me?
You took fire damage for all intents and purposes, but it appeared to be steam. It was scalding hot in the water.
Does Shadow take reduced damage from that as well, then? Or is that not your tiefling?
You have reduced fire damage, right?
Yeah, that's a racial feat.
It specifically says this is fire damage, so
okay, yes. Well, then I get half of half. Oh, I'm less pissed about it now. Alright, well, that wasn't kind at all. I'm gonna fly up in the air 30 feet.
Okay.
It attacked me with hot stuff, but it came from the water. That doesn't yes. make any sense.
Nothing here makes sense. The only thing that makes sense is that nothing makes sense.
That's fair enough. Alright, well, I'm gonna get spicy with it. I'm gonna roll a Chaos Bolt at level 5.
Okay.
And see what happens here. I'll use Tides of Chaos to get myself advantage on my next attack roll. And I will roll.
Very good.
That is a 24 to hit.
24 hits.
Good shoots. Alright. On a hit, the target takes 2d8 plus 1d6. It takes an extra 1d6 every slot above first, so it'll take 5d6. Let me figure out what type it is. All right, well, they weren't the same, so this is going to be force damage. 29 force damage.
Okay.
I'll equip my staff with defense. And, okay. Yeah, we'll just do that for now, and we'll go for height. Then turn.
Droop is up next. After having been hit by that, he's not thrilled. He will drop into a frenzied, mindless rage after taking as much damage as he did and rush this thing. okay. Well, very good. First crit for him in quite a while.
Woo!
So he lands the first hit.
Oh, it's on land now? Jesus.
Well, it has pulled itself up on... Okay. Yeah, it pulled itself up onto your little sandbar, and that's why you were feeling some vibrations.
That makes sense.
Okay, so he hits for some damage. And swings again. Miss. Swings again. Miss. That'll be the end of his turn. Back to the top. Elmalexia, you're up.
After Droop rushed in, I'm going to follow up by casting my Hexblade Curse and trying to strike it with my dagger. That would be a lot. That'd be 27 to hit.
That'll hit.
That is a lot.
That is a lot. And, not a critical. Okay, so that would be 13 damage from my dagger.
What type? Just piercing?
Well, I have a magic deck.
Okay.
But I guess magic piercing. There's
sure.
And I don't have any more actions.
Okay. End turn.
End turn.
Do any of you speak Draconic?
I do not.
No, the only person that can do that was Grar.
That's what I thought. So this thing seems to speak before its next turn, though none of you understand it. And it will... did you say you moved in at all, Elmalexia?
Yeah. I moved in because I struck it with a melee attack.
Okay. So it, after having been hit pretty good by Droop, will take a bite at him. And... that misses it. Sorry. Droop. Yep. That misses. It will take a claw at him.
Ellie might understand, since there's a bunch of kobolds in her city. Crossing fingers there.
I'll look at her sheet for this roll. She may. Yep, his claw attack will hit.
God, why didn't polymorph just work?
And it will swing its tail at you as it is... you being Almalexia, 25 to hit.
Oh, hit.
Okay. 27 bludgeoning damage.
No, thank you.
Oh, wait. Is this thing count as a dragon?
Yes.
Okay, so I would have taken half damage from that.
Your breastplate.
Breastplate, yeah. So, ooh, that's good to know. And how much was the damage I just took?
27, bludgeoning.
27.
I also need a strength save from you.
17.
You are thrown back 10 feet and knocked prone.
Great. This is all going very, very well.
We got him right where we want him, boys.
Thalia's up next. Let me double check on her languages. Ooh, she has 4, but unfortunately none of them.
You bitch, you killed us.
That bitch. You killed us all!
Let me check Droop, too, just in case.
It's been a long time since... Why not know their language?
I'm pretty sure he
doesn't.
I'm thinking...
No, Goblin and Common.
Quite sure, it's just...
So, Thalia... is mentally flipping through her list of options.
You can actually see it in her face. She's just like...
Which in the physical world of the DM land means I have to flip through my phone. So bear with me.
Oh my god!
Why the fuck would this happen? he comes out of the water and he's like, "Who has disturbed me from my slumber?" But it's only in Draconic and nobody can understand it. He's like, "After 10,000 years, I'm free."
To be fair, he didn't get out of the water and say, "Who's disturbed me?" He came out of the water, tried to kill us, and then started talking to us.
Well, that's how you know he's evil. Shoot first, ask questions later.
Right, he's had a bad day.
A man after Shadow's own heart.
Talia has used Bane, or attempted to. So the creature will save. She succeeds.
Woo!
So for the duration of the spell's effects, whenever the target makes an attack, saving throw. Oh, that's it. An attack or a saving throw before the spell ends, it has to roll a d4 and subtract rolled.
I approve this message.
That will be end of her turn.
Does she say anything?
She would say, "Do you think we can take this thing?" to anybody who's listening, as she's kind of bleeding all over. Well, more like blistered all over. Shadow, you're up.
Okay. Is it staggered?
No.
Alright, well...
It looks like its shell's a little scuffed Droop's axe hit it.
Alright. I'm like...
Actually, he's tiny. He probably would have hit, like, its foot. Like,
and make that little ting noise. Mm-hmm. I don't think we got a choice. We gotta fight it. It's so big. What are we gonna do? Run away?
I did consider swimming away and leaving you guys here.
How do we get away? As I continue to cast things.
As I fly away.
Okay, I can get away. I'm not so selfish, but...
I mean, I could get us all flying. Well, the rest is fair. But...
I don't think...
But think of the XP we miss out on.
What is this XP thing you think you speak of? Let's see, staff and head defense in one hand. I'm not going to cast Mage Armor yet. It's an action, and then I can't cast another spell.
Yeah.
So, on this turn, even if I use Quicken Spell to make it one into a bonus action, I wouldn't be able to use it. So, I think what I'm going to do is pop off on him again. And
pop it off!
So yeah, I'm just gonna Chaos Bolt him again at super high level, and see if this works again.
Okay.
Can't use Tides of Chaos on this one. Still, so I'm 30 feet up. I'm basically above his head-ish area, right?
Yep.
How much higher than him am I?
15-ish feet.
Okay.
It takes up a 15-foot cube, so...
Fair enough. I will rise... I go up 15 and 15 over him to see if I can get in, like, a blind spot.
Okay.
So I want to stay 30 above him, though, because that might be important later. And I will roll again Chaos Bolt at the 5th level. That is 21.
21 hits.
All right. Let's roll these dice again. Hopefully, for the love of God, it's a cool damage that he's super, super, like, scared of, and he'll just leave. Acid. Okay, and it's going to be a lot of damage, because I say it so. Alright, so it's 20... Actually, there's more. 26... acid damage.
Okay. So you fire off this Chaos Bolt at it, and it hits it in the shell, and you can see it just kind of starts smoking, chemical reaction, burning away the outer portion of its shell as it hits. It does not appear to like that in the least bit.
Okay. And I need to roll D100.
On Meteor.
Okay. Yeah, giant meteor. Not just in real life. Do we want that right now? That is going to be 73.
A random creature within 60 feet of you becomes poisoned for 1d4 hours. How many creatures are within 60 feet of me?
All of them. So five.
Shit.
Roll a d5. And let me put numbers down first.
2.
You are poisoned.
That's unfortunate. Poisoned creature has disadvantage on all attack rolls and ability checks. It's not what you want.
No, indeed. Anything else on your turn?
No, I get Tides of Chaos back, though, so half the time I'll be able to just negate that. But
okay.
Oh, I need to roll a d4 to figure out how long that lasts. 1 hour. I feel sick.
Okay.
And end my turn.
Alright. Troop is up next. He's still lost in his frenzy and makes several more attacks. First attack will hit. Second attack will miss. Third attack will miss.
Do better.
I to clarify, miss in the general sense. It's more like he is hitting it, but it's thick hide and shell seem to be repelling.
I said what I said, man. I berate Droop from above.
I know, that's fair. He won't hear you. His brain will, but he won't.
Yeah,
Alexia, you're up next.
I sort of spit up on him from above.
Alright, it's me.
Yep, you are prone.
I use half my movement to get up. Do not like having a wind knocked out of me. So where's Thalia in relationship to me, Andrew, and this creature?
She had backed up. She got within 30 feet of it to cast Bane. And then... so she's about 15-ish feet behind you guys. She hasn't gotten to melee range yet.
Because what I would like to do is move the rest of my 15 feet in the opposite direction of her. So, like, away from the creature and opposite of her. So we're not all grouped up.
So to the side.
Yes.
Sure.
And
you can do that.
As I'm doing this, I'm going to just be... That's a fucking talk? What the fuck is this thing? And I'm going to cast... I'm going to use my ring, my stored spell, to cast Polymorph on Droop.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, fucking kill that thing! And I'm going to transform him into something that I saw in a vision with the dragon wizard. I'm transforming him into a fucking T-Rex.
Yeah, I suppose you did see it.
But it's going to be this King Kong value.
Do you have stats for that?
Fucking terrible. It's in the Monster Manual?
Is it?
Yeah, it's just a standard Monster Manual guy. Surprisingly, less HP than the Giant Ape. But...
Yeah, what's the,
There's no Saiyans yet.
Oh, dinosaurs have their own section.
Yeah, they're their own, but... Huge beast, baby.
There we go.
Sexy times.
So what was the rule for transforming? The CR level has to be below...
It has to be your equal or below.
Okay.
And that's an 8.
Yep, that should be alright then. Okay. So suddenly Droop's axe falls to the ground as his arms stay the same length, but the rest of his body grows exponentially. And there is now a large toothed reptile fighting this other large shelled reptile.
Perfection. They're gonna fuck at the end of this, I know it.
It's turning into Godzilla.
Either that or King Kong, one of the two.
End of your turn?
Yep, that's all I got.
Okay.
Cat Lord, help us. Whose turn is it?
Oh, okay. It's Dragon Turtle's turn.
No, oh, God.
Shadow, the acid caught its attention, and it will fiddle around in place until it can move its head into a position where it can see you, and then it'll prop itself up on its front fins. Breathe in and just exhale this cone of steam at you. You said you were 30 feet away, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, this 40-foot cone hits you. I need a constitution save.
I don't approve this message.
So you either take 58 or half, depending.
Oh, wait, no, I can use Tides of Chaos again. All right, I'm going to use Tides of Chaos to give myself an advantage on this saving throw.
Does your poison give you advantage on saving throws?
Yeah. Nope, it's an ability check or attack roll, so I do
okay,
have real
so
advantage.
Okay, so you do get your advantage, yep.
Okay, let's roll, bish. Well, the second one was helpful. Plus, you said constitution? 22.
Correct. Yeah, correct. Okay, 22 is enough to save, so you take half of 58.
And then half again because it's fire.
And it is fire, so yes, you would get your resistance on top of that.
Half of 58, you said? Or 5D?
58, yes.
Okay, so
29,
15. Okay.
Have that.
I don't like that, but okay, I'll do it.
Okay. It will also take a bite and a claw at Droop since it's still facing Droop.
Jesus, it can do
it's within range.
For fuck's sake.
First attack. First attack hits. Droop takes some damage. Claw attack. Oh, wait, I should have been using the T Rex stats. Shit.
Yep.
Well, I guess AC's matters here. Was he? Would he still be enraged? I guess.
We had this conversation before. I think they did it in a Critical Role, and it retained its rage, but that may have been.
Look at this. Really.
Wait, is this thing using multi-attack and a breath attack at the same time? Or is Droop multi-attacking?
Droop might have multi-attack.
Droop.
I don't know where I put the T-Rex page.
It attacks twice. The T-Rex attacks twice. Bite and tail, I think.
So who's attacking right now?
The turtle.
The turtle?
It would just be the breath attack.
Okay, because we're going to be dead.
It does not do the multi-attack. It just does the breath attack on Shadow.
Yeah.
Thalia's up next. For you, you can remove 3 of your damage because it forgot to use the Bane.
So it was 50.
It would have been 55, yeah. Thalia's up next. Alright, so she'll just use her Sacred Flame.
Just Sacred Flame. It's just.
In true cleric fashion.
Yes. It's essentially the Elder Blast.
I was gonna say,
you're
right.
Okay, so she makes her attack. Crit.
No!
Oh, I like the sound of that.
And then it's like,
okay. I like the way you die, boy.
And then we find out it's got fire resistance as a
fire immunity.
Water creature or something. Yeah, that even worse.
I expect this thing to have fire resistance. Creature of my nightmares.
I like the Hydras better.
So this flame-like radiant beam appears in the sky and just falls on top of this thing. And appears to
reduce its challenge rating.
I was just making sure it was radiant damage. So it appears to be effective.
Oh, fair enough. The cat lord, spoke.
That's good crit. That'll be the end of her turn. Shadow, you're up.
Okay. So it's targeting me-ish. I'll use my action to drink a health potion.
Okay.
I will use my bonus action. I will use quickened spell to gain a bonus action, or give any spell a bonus action. You know what I mean. Make it happen. Make it so. Use 2 sorcery points on that, and I will... Fuck. I will fuck.
I will fuck!
I'm just gonna keep chaos bolting it. Hopefully we can get that acid working again. I don't know if that was effective, but it seemed to be good. This one will have to be at level 4. I cannot use Tides of Chaos, and I have disadvantage. Let's see how that works. We'll find out about the disadvantage on this turn.
Okay.
You have disadvantage on your D100 as well. You have to roll twice on the DM to pick.
If that, oh god, no. Luckily, that's not an attack roll or an ability check. But the rolls were good, so 21.
Okay. 21 hits.
Bitchin'. Alright, so 46, 2d8. Those were different numbers than before, so this is going to be different damage. This one will be...
dead.
Thunder damage.
Okay.
Okay, 29 thunder damage.
Okay.
And that was my action for the potion, my bonus action for the spell, and I gotta roll a d100. Because I'm getting Tides of Chaos back.
You will lose.
You will die. Oh boy. Okay. What do you do? Well. What? What does that mean?
At least it's not just me tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is an old favorite. For the next minute, I will roll on the table at the start of every turn.
Oh god. Why did this happen?
Because I used Tides of Chaos on my save, and when I cast a spell after using Tides of Chaos, I have to roll on the table. And then I get it back. So the roll on the table was roll on this table at the start of each of your turns for the next minute, ignoring this result on subsequent rolls.
I follow now.
Yeah, I also need to roll a d20 because I cast a spell. Luckily, that's not a 1. Otherwise, we'd just be rolls on rolls on rolls here. I will be rolling a d100 at the start of each of my following turns. I will use my movement to rise up an additional... 30 feet to 40, no, 60, and I will end my turn.
Very good.
No, it's not good, man. It's 2020.
It's 2020!
As good as it can be.
Yes, that's fair.
Droop's up next, who is now transformed into this large reptilian dinosaur, for lack of any other descriptions.
There's a big lad.
I don't think anyone other than, well, you were there for the vision. You would have seen one of these before too.
And Thalia lives here, so she might have.
Hopefully yeah, she's heard of them. But yeah, if anybody looks at her, she's kind of looking in horror at these two giant beasts duking it out right in front of her now. Droop, getting hold of his new form after the transformation's complete, lunges in for a bite with his giant jaws, trying to just clamp this thing's shell between its teeth. And that'll be not enough to hit on the bite, and he will turn Jesus and make a Christ. Tail attack.
+7 to hit.
+10.
+10, sorry. I forgot about proficiency.
Yeah, +10 to hit for the tail too.
It still missed!
Yeah, the tail will hit with the +10.
I'm sure the AC is high for this creature. Well, actually, yeah. I don't know. It might not be. It's probably but its dex probably isn't super high.
The tail connects with a crack, and it does some damage. It puts a crack down this thing's shell as it lashes out at it. End of Droop's turn. Almalexia, you're up again.
All right, I'm going to take my full movement back, which... So 10 and 25. All right, I'll put myself out at... I guess I'd be 55 feet.
Yep.
All right, so sweet. I'll do that, and I'm going to shoot it with Ray of Frost.
Okay.
All right. Ray of Frost. That will be an unnatural 20.
That'll hit.
8 damage. for the first beam.
Okay.
Grab.
Mm-hmm.
Eight blast. The exact same roll for the second one. And that will be 10 damage for the second one. So 18 total cold damage.
Okay.
I think we gotta stand our ground with this thing. I don't really see any way of us getting out of here. That thing can swim a lot faster than we can. And I end my turn.
Okay. That will bring us to its turn. It's looking a little worse for wear, and seeing this giant beast appear seemingly out of nowhere, it will turn towards the water and start dashing in that direction. Droop will get a bite in at it.
If only my actual Ray of Frost worked like Ray of Frost, then he would be cut down to half damage, or half speed.
Okay, he rolled a 13, not enough to hit.
Jesus Christ, Droop! You rolled a 3!
It was, yeah. Unfortunate.
I'm spitting up more upon him.
His rolls have been pretty garbage the last two sessions. So it will move its full 30 feet and just get to the edge of the water on its turn. Thalia's up next. Seeing it turn to run, she's going to hit you all with a little healing and casts Mass Healing Word. You'll each get 9 HP.
Alright, so that feels a lot better.
That'll be the end of her turn. And Shadow, you're up.
Okay, oh boy. Okay, roll on the table to start. For this next minute, all of the spells with a casting time of one action have a casting time of one bonus action. Okay, I can work with that. Okay, yeah, this can work. Okay, with this turn with my action, I'm going to give myself mage armor and use a charge from my staff defense, which I still have equipped. So, a little bit of a AC buff if it if I get into closer range, which I might have to here. With my bonus action, I will cast a spell. Okay, let's ask the DM a question. There's solid ground, solid surface underwater. If I cast a magical wall of fire on that solid surface, does that wall still work? Despite the water?
I'm going to say that yes, you'd be able to cast it. However, because of the way it works, I'm just going to say it creates a wall of steam. The fire is immediately extinguished and heats the water above it.
Do you think my character would know that that's how it would work?
I don't know. Has Shadow ever tried to cast a fire spell underwater before?
No.
So, probably not.
That's fair enough, though. I don't know, so I'm still going to do it. I cast Wall of Fire at the fourth level on the ground in front of... Right in front of this thing. I want it to block the turtle. Or that's my intent.
Sure.
So, that is a level 4 spell. I need to roll a d20.
Well, yeah, is this actually in the water, or is this, like, the inch of water
He said its fins were in the water, and I can't cast it on the creature, so I'm assuming I don't have any room in front of it.
Yeah, it's in a foot or two of water already.
So I'm going to try to block it, and what happens?
What's the damage or whatever for this? How's it work? Dex save, yes?
Yeah, dexterity save.
Okay, that's a 19.
That saves. So it'll take half of 5d8 fire. They weren't good. That's only 18. So half of that, and I guess resistance is being what they are. It's a fire breathing thingy. I don't know if that matters.
Doesn't appear affected by that.
Okay.
It basically just shrugs it off.
Alright, if it ends its turn within the wall, it'll take damage again.
Okay. But not if it moves through it, because, I mean, technically it's moving through it.
It's already
to get out of it.
Yeah, creature takes the same damage when it enters the wall for the first time on a turn, or ends its turn there.
Okay, so just moving through it since it's already in it wouldn't...
Yeah, it wouldn't trigger that.
Okay, yeah.
So if it can get through, then yeah. But it's also big, so I don't know how fast it's going to move.
Yep. You see scorch marks around its under shell, but it doesn't really appear to phase it.
I don't like that!
Now, do you have to roll on your table again?
No. I rolled a d20 when I cast a spell, so I don't roll in this turn. I only roll at the beginning of my turns, and then I still have movement. So, it dashed. How far did it dash?
Only 30 feet.
Okay. Is it facing towards the water, so it's facing, like, away from me now?
Yep. It's kind of just looks like it's trying to get away at this point.
Is it still under me?
Yes.
Okay, I'll drop 30.
Or you could maneuver, so it was.
All right, I want to drop. If I can get within 30 feet, get me to 30 feet.
You had gone up to what, 60?
I had gone up to 60, but I was above it. I was above the center of it.
Yep. Yeah, you can get pretty close to that.
Okay. I will end my turn that.
Okay.
That was a Searsha turn right there, boys.
Yes, it was. Droopaloops up next.
Miss me, bitch?
He lets out a deafening roar and charges after this thing.
Fuck it.
And hits with his bite.
Yes, finally!
The wrong die.
D12, finally! Someone gets using D12 in this game. Well, I guess Droop uses D12 all the time.
Droop is able to get his bite into this thing from behind, kind of grabs it by its little... And... sinks his teeth in and pulls it back. Woo! So its head is in the wall of flame and just holds it there while he shreds it with his teeth, and it scorches to death in the face area, and it's dead.
Woo! I don't know how, but we beat it, boys. I'm calling this one mine. This is my kill. I did this.
I don't know. My T-Rex kind of looks like it's the thing that killed
it. I didn't see it. This is not how we're remembering this.
Your wall of fire is still up. Droop is still a Tyrannosaurus. You still need to make your rolls. And Thalia is bloody and just like...
She's just like, what is happening?
She's just distraught. She has no idea... This day has been pretty hard on her.
Can stop. All right, how do you want to do this? You want me to roll 9 more times on the table?
Are you leaving your wall of fire up?
If he's dead, I'll drop concentration on that.
Okay. It struggles for a while Droop's got it in a deadlock cooking on this fire, but stops.
All right.
After a little bit.
Yeah, I'll drop the concentration.
Yeah, need the rolls needed from
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, let's get
and just do them in succession because we're out of combat.
All right. Anybody else who's just doing stuff?
All wild magic you got.
if and everybody else is just like resting and healing while this is happening. Okay. Each creature within 30 feet of me takes 1d10 necrotic damage.
Jesus.
I regain hit points equal to the sum of the damage dealt. So
Droop would be the only one.
Oh, everybody, those other two moved away. Okay, well, I'll roll for you, I guess. Or do you want to roll? That's up to you.
You can do it, that's fine.
10. Sorry, okay. Bud.
It basically negates the healing Thalia had done. Which actually wouldn't matter, because he has the full Tyrannosaurus health right now, right?
Yeah, so he should be actually good.
So you take it from that.
So now
that,
he doesn't, but yeah, so yes.
It doesn't matter.
This didn't even hurt him, and I am back up to full health for now.
Okay. Go ahead, keep rolling. All right,
6 more seconds pass. 6 seconds later. Oh, that's a
Droop is still. Droop has started devouring this creature. While this is happening, he has taken on the insatiable hunger of this beast.
I will release the spell.
Okay.
Once I realize that it's stopped, it's no longer struggling.
Okay. So you release it, and as Shadow's doing his
and
rolling,
all my hair falls out on top of Droop.
This.
That's not a joke. That's
creature
what happens.
Just starts to shrink down. And keeps shrinking and keeps shrinking until it's Droop size, and then you just have Droop still frenzied, tearing into this giant carcass with his claws and teeth, ripping away flesh, and still thinks he's this giant carnivore.
And the limited amount of hair I have left is sprinkling upon him. That's what
okay.
happens. My hair falls. All right. Out. For
You're,
the next 24 hours, I'm bald.
You might think I'm hairy under here.
But shaved. So that happens.
That was one shell of a fight. Thank you for listening to The Usual Time, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition podcast. This campaign was mastered by Jared Case and features the talents of Casey Trickle, Andrew Klon, and Tyler Kuhn. We encourage you to visit The Usual Time D&D for this and all of our episodes. You can rate and review us on your favorite podcast platforms, but remember, 5 stars. Only. Songs in this episode include Netherland by Poddington Bear and Turn the Tide by Arcane Anthems. The gang reunites next time on The Usual Time.